Livestock producers want an even playing field with fake meat producers. Stay tuned to hear what the beef is on Meat Created in a Petri Dish on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Meat consumption is rising around the globe, but there's a food fight brewing between the test tube and the barnyard. The so-called fake meat is produced by growing and multiplying cells in a lab to mimic the texture and flavor of real meat. Livestock producers don't want it marketed as something that it's not. Jennifer Houston is the president-elect of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. She says they're not against the product. They're always for technology and innovation. However, Houston says they feel very strongly that cell-cultured meat products should be held to the same standards as livestock and poultry.
Our products have continuous daily inspection, and we feel that this new product should too. We don't know a lot about the process because it's very proprietary, but however it is, to ensure consumer safety, we think that they need to be under FSIS to have an inspector there every day.
Houston also wants to see truth in labeling.
For current beef products, everything that we put on label has to be proven scientifically. We think, again, they need to be held to the same standards. Claims like we've heard, clean meat. Some of them are backing away from it, but some of them are not. Or more sustainable or more humane. Whatever the claims that they made, they have to be backed up.
The USDA and FDA have agreed that both agencies will ride herd on lab-grown meat. The FDA will oversee cell collection, growth, and differentiation. The USDA will keep an eye on production and labeling of these food products. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about fake meat at agriculture.com.